Check, check, testing, testing. Good morning, good morning.
Yes.
We'll do it live.
Sweet.
How can I help you?
All right, who's doing my powder?
I insisted that no one be in my shot.
Question.
How's my hair?
You look good, son.
Thanks, man.
I see you get all dressed up, man.
Right? Let me report to all the universes, Homeland Security, and five other alien people. We are here in Deep Ellum, Texas.
How do you describe something like this with 19 musicians?
Mass chaos.
So now the engineer's worst nightmare.
We have a drum section and a percussion section and a guitar section and a keyboard section. It's just pure insanity.
There are 128 channels being recorded on every song.
Hello? So when the melody starts, play the progression.
Then it's the form.
Can we just play one more time? Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
When you put people in the room, it changes everything.
They're just as much a part of it as we are.
Being able to watch the audience connect with the band and then the band feeding off of that.
This is different. I've never done nothing like this in my life.
It just produces this amazing connection.
It's how I think every band should record.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Yeah. It's wonderful.
So grateful and so happy to be part of this.
I came in from Germany.
Just for this.
Just for this.
I'm from LA.
From San Diego.
So I actually flew in from San Francisco this morning.
She's originally from Detroit.
I'm from Rapid City, South Dakota.
Princeton, about 30 miles north of here.
From Oxford, England.
In this setting, with the people, the energy, the spirit, the adrenaline,
it's almost like having a little out-of-body experience.
Anything can happen. Such a good time. You know?
The idea of coming back to make art in the place where it started.
You know, it's like a homecoming.
A familiar feeling, you know, that's still here.
The Texas vibe.
It's world music, it's just, it's the world of Texas.
This cat right here is like King Oliver. He brought the pure P-Funk into the tabernacle.
Ooh, two or three of my biggest keyboard players.
And then took it out of the tabernacle into everybody's screen.
I mean, of course, Herbie Chick and, you know, Bobby.
Bernard Wright, number one.
Playing again with us for the first time in 10 years.
He's the patron saint. We've said he's the spirit animal.
He's so free.
He was our Yoda.
He like out musics you without trying to out music you.
My godfather, right?
They call me the godfather, but I'd rather call myself the godson.
funk is the ring around your bathtub.
The way that this is being performed and the way that these drums and percussion parts have been orchestrated is never, I've never seen or heard anything like it.
So it's like, okay, where do you, you wanna play? You wanna play? You wanna play this section? It's kinda like that Night of the Roxbury's, like, you know, you, me, you, me, you, me, you, me.
And we keep passing that baton back and forth, back and forth.
Honestly, it's revolutionary. Every bar that passes, the energy just climbs and climbs and climbs and climbs.
Well, you got us all here and you want us all to play, we're gonna play.
So the process for learning all these different songs for Empire Central, you know, as sort of as expected, has been terrifying.
It's intense, man.
At the beginning, it was like, oh, how am I gonna do this?
The sheer amount of music.
16 songs.
Listen, this record is the easiest thing I've played at Snarky Puffy.
They don't know what music they're gonna play.
People were coming in with songs while we were rehearsing.
We're basically getting the music on the day that we showed up.
Work on 4 songs in a day and come back at night with another 4 songs to learn. And,
you know, everybody was into it. I hate it, frankly.
Here you go. Good luck. Figure it out.
They're like flames, just like, you know, fumes.
This isn't possible. I can't do this.
My editor's out there. Anyone gonna put like flames around my head? Anybody want you with pyro?
Alarm by ear.
Black and white ink is not our god.
And then we have to memorize.
We're encouraged to learn all the parts, you know, learn the bass, learn the melodies, learn the comping patterns.
We're talking in ba-dump-a-dumps and beedoots and da-da-dits.
Right?
Yeah.
Once you learn everything, it's just begun.
It doesn't really become a Snarky Puppy song until we put our own personality on top of it.
Seeing how these songs develop.
Everybody's still got like the producer ears on.
Ah, that's cool. Try this.
Don't play anything that's not part of the song unless it's better than what's written.
You gotta leave your ego wherever socks get lost.
I'm always looking for the ghost. You know, I'm looking for the spirit to come in the room and fill us with something that we've never seen, heard, or felt before.
There's been this crossroads between the learned musicians and the natural musicians that could only have happened in America, and then re-happened in Texas, which is the middle of America in the 21st century, and you call it Snarky Puppy.
Trust me on this.